Hello. Good afternoon here. We haven't changed fields. We're still in Basque region, northern Spain here. But the picture the picture I just sent is what they sent us the day of the Institute. For those who were watching live, actually they were a little bit late because they forgot about the hour change, but they were with us on Saturday in Equatorial Guinea down in Africa. And so they had a good group. There's 17 in that picture, I think I counted, but I think there were like 13 who were actually doing the sessions and preparing, doing homework and whatnot for certificates. So that's really, really neat. They've been doing that for at least 2 years now. So the last 6 or 7 institutes they've been with us, which is really neat because they sent a greeting. I have a video, a little 15 or 10 second job of them sending a greeting. If you want that, just tell me later, if you remember after everything I say, you know, say, hey, send me the video of the Guinea group and I'll send you that cute little greeting. Okay, so the Institute on Saturday, I'm not going to send you much because you already got, but we had, I think the final full count was like 61, plus those down in Africa who were with us remotely. And one thing we had as special was I finally caught up, to those who have done 150 hours of Institute earning the certificates. So we have an award for 50 hours, we have an award for 100 hours, and I needed one for 4 who have done the 150 hours. And there are 4 ladies, only 3 of them were there on Saturday, but I'll send a picture later of them holding their mugs. We made them a special mug, and on the mug it has the first 30 Intensive Institute titles or themes. So that was fun. We gave it to them in the morning so that they could use it throughout the day at breakfast and lunch for coffee or whatever, so people could see it. So that was cool. I enjoyed getting those made and then giving them out on Saturday. Sunday, full crowd. It was warm as well. Those of you who've been here know we don't have anything remotely like air conditioning in the big building we have. And yeah, it just flat out gets warm, but we put fans on and everybody still sings up a storm, and yeah, we go forward with the services. Kent and Belen came up for the Institute. He taught on Saturday. He also taught on Sunday first session to a combined joined adults and teenagers class. And he taught on our response to this whole gender identity, trans, LGBT pushing that they're doing in the schools and all that. So it was good, straightforward, and I think it was very good for our people. And then let's see, I'm going to send you a picture later of the 2 guys who went with me yesterday. I basically offer the men in our church, try and encourage them to go running, do some exercise, either running or walking around a reservoir that we have not far from here. So yesterday, 2 of the guys went with me. We ran around. Some of us did as much as about 6 miles, and we had later on we'd have a hefty snack there on the back of my car and just have a good time of fellowship. So hoping I can get some more. Not everybody can because they work, but some of them can but aren't too excited about it. Maybe, I don't know. Then this coming weekend is going to be different. Mimi and I are leaving on Friday and going to the Barcelona area because we've been invited to participate in a 25th anniversary of some friends, and they're having the celebration so late on Saturday, I can't possibly drive back in time to be coherent on Sunday morning here. So I'm going to have to miss Sunday morning services here, which I don't really like, but don't have much choice. And so we'll be there. We'll be connecting with friends as well. And hopefully it'll be a good weekend, I think, but a bit different. And it's the weekend right before the mission team from Faith Baptist Church comes from Michigan with 18 who will be with us for about a week. So we're already doing a lot of plans about that or for them. And we've got some really, really odd situation coming up. I don't think I've described it before, so I'll do it now a little bit. And that is that on Sunday, the 2nd, which is the Sunday that this team is here, and of course mission teams come, one of the wonderful experiences for them to be with our church and teach and speak and blue music and just have the full Sunday morning experience. Well, for the first time in our history, we're going to have to cancel the Sunday morning services. Well, history, we've had two for snow a time or two, but we're going to have to do our services on Saturday, and probably going to do them Saturday evening, because on Sunday, the Tour de France comes by. If you know what the Tour de France is, it's a bike race, a 21-day bike race, which is in France, but it always starts outside the country for a day or two. They have a couple of days of racing out. Well, it comes smack through our towns of our area and goes right by the church. We won't even be able to move in vehicles 3 or 4 hours before the race comes through, sometime midday, right smack during when our services would be. It would be impossible for anybody to be there except those who could walk to church. Just to give you an idea, it'd be well over 250 bikers that'll scream through these mountains and all these little roads. They'll be going right under Danny, our son's, balcony. That's how much they're going through our area. I mean, they're close in on right by where many of our people live. And so they mobilized 3,000 police is what I heard for this. Okay, so this is a huge thing. It moves thousands and thousands of people. And it goes for, like I said, 3 weeks all over France. Starts here in the Basque Country of Spain. So all that to say, it's going to be wild. You'll see some coverage. I'm sure I'll get some video. We'll walk to where we can see it go by here. And yeah, anyway, so that's just some of what's going on with the team when they're here. Pastor Eric, one of the youth pastor, I believe it is, will be coming with the team. And so we're looking forward to them, but that's going to be a very, very intense week starting next, I believe it is Wednesday. So, okay, well, I'm going to close this. Oh, the pictures. This last Sunday was Aiden, our new grandson's first Sunday at church. So I'm going to send a picture of the family, David and his family, David and Raquel, at their church where David pastors on Sunday. They got a picture. Family picture, and then show you a picture of the mint mugs, our running group. Oh yeah, and there'll be a picture of Ruth teaching the children in Sunday school, and you can tell she's expecting about a month away now for her baby boy to be born. And if you happen to watch the conversation I had with Laura last week, I think it was, I said meet Laura. Laura is Ruth's mother. And Ruth is her youngest. Well, not her youngest, but the youngest girl. Okay, well, I'll let it go at that. Thank you for listening. And trust you're all doing well. And God bless you. Have a great week.